In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Some Denver educators say they don't feel safe returning to in-person learning next week. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers posted their concerns outside Denver Public Schools district headquarters this week. They're worried classrooms will be too full to be safe and that some educators with vulnerable family members can't teach remotely anymore. Third grade teacher Katie Martin says teachers are upset that they may not get the COVID-19 vaccine until March.
You can't on one hand say school workers are so important and we need them back in school and then push us down on the priority list and not allow us to be safe.
Elementary students return to buildings next week, older students later in the month. Denver health officials say DPS's plan is a safe one. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Three protests Friday against across Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's district demanded she be removed from office. In Grand Junction, Robert Fisk said he wasn't surprised by Boebert's fiery speech Wednesday, objecting to the certification of the presidential election results.
She kind of did what I would have expected her to do, say a bunch of dumb stuff like you expected, because she was saying a bunch of dumb stuff before. I don't think you could find a less qualified person for that job.
Several hours before this week's mob attack on the U.S. Capitol, Boebert tweeted, "Today is 1776," though later denounced the day's violence. And you're listening to CPR News.